Fiat. February 24th, 1934. The creature, by doing her will, loses the head, the divine reason, the order, the regime. Jesus is head of the creature. While I continued my round in the divine will, its sweet empire, its irresistible force, its love, and its inextinguishable light pour upon my littleness, which, as though enraptured, finds itself in the sea of the divine will. And, oh, the sweet surprises, its ways ever new, its enrapturing beauty, its immensity that carries everyone and everything as though on its lap. But that which strikes the most is its love for the creature. It seems to be all eyes to look at her, all heart to love her, all hands and feet to carry her clasped to its bosom and to give her the step. Oh, how it yearns to give its life to the creature, that she may live of its life. It seems it is a delirium that it has, a commitment it has taken on, a victory it wants to achieve at any cost, that its life may form in the life of the creature. So, my mind was wandering amid this show of love of the divine will. And my sweet Jesus, all tenderness, told me, "My daughter, man, by doing his will, lost the head, the divine reason, the regime, the order of his creator. And because he lost his head, all the members wanted to act as the head. But since it is not the members' office to have the virtue and the ability to act as head, they were unable to hold the regime or the order among themselves. And each member put itself against the other, and they separated. So, they remained as scattered members, because they did not possess the unity of the head. But our Supreme Being loved man, and seeing him without a head, we pitied him, and he was the greatest dishonor of our creative work. Nor could we tolerate so great a havoc in the one we loved so much. Here then, our divine will dominated us, and our love conquered us, and making me descend from heaven to earth, it constituted me head of man, and reunited all the scattered members under my head. And the members acquired the regime, the order, the union, and the nobility of the head. So, my incarnation, everything I did and suffered, and my very death, were nothing other than the way I covered to go in search of these scattered members, and make the life, the heat, and the resurrection of the members that were dead flow from the virtue of my divine head, so as to form of all human generations one single body under my divine head. How much it cost me! But my love made me surpass everything, face all the pains, and triumph of everything. Now, my daughter, see then what it means not to do my will, to lose one's head, to separate from my body, and like detached members, with difficulty and gropingly, walk down here like many monsters, such as to arouse pity. All the good of the creature is centralized in my divine will, and it forms our glory and those of the human generations. Here's the reason, then, for our delirium, our commitment. And we want to win by way of love and of unheard-of sacrifices, that the creature may live in our will. Therefore, be attentive and make your Jesus content.